Good morning. Welcome to Grendene's earnings release conference call to announce and analyze the results of the second quarter of 2012. Please note that this conference call is being held in Portuguese only, with simultaneous translation into English. At this time, all participants will be connected in listen-only mode. And later on, we will start a Q&A session when further instructions for your participation will be provided. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. You should be reminded that this conference call is being recorded and a replay facility will be available at the website http://ri.grendene.com.br. Here with us, we have Grendene's leading executive officers, who will also be available to answer any questions you may have. Mr. Rudimar Dallonder, Industrial and Commercial Officer, Mr. Gelson Rostirola, Financial Director and Controller, Mr. Francisco Schmidt, Investor Relations Officer, Mr. Luiz Antonio Moroni, Sales, Mr. Edson Matsuo, Product Development, Mr. Marcius Dalbo, Marketing, Mr. Magno Kleber Freitas, Exports, and Mr. Paulo Pedofilho, Melissa Division. Please note that the press release for the second quarter of 2012 is available at the website http://ri.grendene.com.br in Portuguese and in English. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that any statements during this conference call about the operational and financial outlook of the company's business are mere forward-looking statements based on the expectations of the company's management about its future. These forward-looking statements are highly dependent on market conditions, on the overall economic performance of the country, the industry, and international markets. Now, I would like to turn over to Mr. Francisco Schmidt, Grendene's Investor Relations Officer. Mr. Schmidt, please, you may proceed. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for attending another conference call of Grendene to announce the result of the second quarter of 2012, as well as the outlook of the company for the future. As you know, yesterday we announced the information regarding this period after the market closed in our press release, which is already available at our investor relations website. Now, I will be brief, highlighting some of the most relevant aspects of the performance of the second quarter, with a focus on economic and financial aspects and the prospects for Grendene, leaving time for the Q&A session. Before going into the discussion of our performance, I would like to draw your attention to the issue of dividend payout. According to our bylaws, the minimum mandatory dividend is calculated based on 25% of net income remaining for the business year after the constitution of the reserves provided in the law. However, as of 2011, the company changed its dividend policy, which raised the percentage of distribution to approximately 75% of the net income after the constitution of legal reserves and based on the balance calculated on June 30, 2012, the management of the company suggested a payout of more than 42.7 million reals, 58.9 million for the first quarter, thereby totaling 101.6 million reals in the first quarter of 2012, a growth of 41.4% in contrast with the first half of last year. The company will pay ad referendum after the General Shareholders Office, which will approve the accounts for the business year of 2012 as of August 22, 2012. The shareholders who have common shares, GR and D3, that have a record in the companies on August 6, 2012. The cutoff date. In this manner, Grendene's shares will be traded ex-dividendum as of August 7, 2012 in BMF Bovespa. Leadership in exports. Grendene has been keeping for 10 consecutive years and with a wide margin, leadership in the exports of shoes reaching 39.9% of Brazilian exports in the first quarter of 2012. This leadership made Grendene be one of the shoe brands with the, along with other Brazilian brands, with the most international recognition. Now, we are going to talk about the performance. On the second quarter, we kept the pace and good performance. Grendene has had a strong growth in its gross revenue of 35.1% in contrast with the second quarter of 2011, driven by the performance in the domestic market, 26.5%, and the foreign market, 76.1%. Even though the economy has been giving signs of a slowdown with a very small growth in the first half of 2012, the general demand of low-ticket demand with good cost-effectiveness, a good value for money, and especially shoes with those features, kept growing the domestic market, thereby reflecting an increase of 31% in the number of pairs in contrast with the same period in 2011, 25 million pairs of shoes in the second quarter 2012 in contrast with 19.1 million pairs in the second quarter of 2011. And in the foreign market, we have had a growth of 4.2% in the number of pairs. The firm determination to improve our internal processes, the encouragement to consumption with the rise of minimum salary, especially in classes C and D, and a product portfolio that is well suited to the economic scenario have made it possible for Grendene to gain market share, to grow in the domestic and foreign markets, both in the second quarter and in the first half of the year. In the foreign market, we are still executing our strategy of growing in products with higher value added, as demonstrated by a growth in revenues, number of pairs, with a raise of average prices in dollars. The more favorable exchange rate has provided an increase in prices in reals of 33.7% in the foreign market in the first half of 2012, in contrast with the first half of 2011. The process improvements have assured us significant gains in productivity, and the cost of raw materials have remained stable, which added to lower taxes that have been promoted by our government has permitted us to increase the cost of products sold in about 17.9% in the first half of 2012, well below the growth of net revenues of 29.4%, thereby leading to a gross margin of 42.2%. The evidence of more productivity is the cost of products sold per pair has dropped 4.7%, whereas the average price per pair in the domestic market dropped 3.9% in contrast with the first half of 2011. EBIT grew 121.1% as compared to the first half of 2011, and net income has had a growth of 41%. With these robust results, the generation of operational cash was 282.7 million, thereby leading to net cash of 957.1 million, an increase of 18.9% in contrast with December the 31st, 2011. In the second quarter, the effect of the exchange rate was positive by 17.7 million, and the gross revenue of exports increased in the period 43.1% before considering the effect of the exchange rate, and 76.1% after considering this effect, everything comparing to the second quarter of 2011. We reaffirm that the effect of the devaluation of the Brazilian currency is positive for Grendene's results in the year because the value or the amount of our exports exceed the costs related to the dollar. In the future, we believe that we'll have more modest growth rates in exports than those observed over the past few years, reducing the share of export revenues in our total gross revenue, which is due to have a positive effect in gross margin, considering that the average prices practiced in the domestic market are higher than those of the foreign market. In the second quarter of 2012, already as a consequence of our policy of seeking to export products with higher value added, the average price in dollar was 37.3% higher than those practiced in the second quarter of 2011. When we convert in real, these prices had a growth of 69%, being closer to the prices practiced in the domestic market with a positive impact on margins. We also observed that in the period we had a drop in the share of the exported volume as compared to the total volume, and increase in the share of exports research as compared to the total revenue. The shoe market is still very much disputed, but Grendene has demonstrated great competition capacity both in the domestic and foreign markets. Our orientation will continue to be to improve margins through gains in productivity, selling a mix of products with higher value added. Moreover, we have been seeking to reinforce our relationship with distribution channels and with the final customer. As we said before, our capacity to create value is directly related to the comprehension of end customers, the offer of a product portfolio that meets their wishes, and our presence in points of sale that provide a shopping experience that is satisfactory for those customers. It was with that objective that we signed on July the 16th the Memorandum of Understanding with Jelly, announced in a material fact on the same day. We believe that the development of a network of franchise for our brand Melissa will provide us to have a better understanding of our customers and for us to develop products even better. Comparing the results that we had in the first half of 2012, with the guidance announced, Glendene presented a growth in gross revenue of 10.5% year-on-year, CAGR, since the first half of 2008, and a net income of 14.1% year-on-year on the same basis. The excellent results that we have obtained confirm our expectations and reinforce our confidence in Glendene's business model, which encourages us to keep the projections of our long-term goals for the period between 2011 and 2015, keeping our dividend policy. Just to remind you, in our guidance that we gave to the market, the growth of gross revenue as per CAGR between 8 and 12% in the 5 years between 2011 and 2015, and a growth in net income between 12 and 15% on the same basis and for the same period. Thank you very much, and we are now starting our Q&A session.
Ladies and gentlemen, we can now start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please push star or pound 1, and to remove it, just press star 2. Questions, please. Push star 1. Our first question is from Mr. Pedro Batista, Now Securities. Please proceed. I would like to ask if there's any impact on Argentina. That's my first question. And what was the impact? So what was the impact in the Argentinian market? And also, what will be the impact of the foreign currencies? And what was the impact on P&L, please? Thank you. Good morning, Pedro. The second part of your question I didn't quite understand. I would like you to repeat that later. As to the question related to Argentina, in the second quarter is not a moment in time in the year where we usually sell to Argentina. The impact we have felt from the first quarter were negligible. Some of them extended to the second quarter, and they are related to the material fact that was communicated at the end of last year, but we did not ship products to Argentina during this period. It's winter time there, and our products are more competitive during the summertime. So it didn't have an impact in the second quarter. But everybody is familiar with the situation in Argentina. This is not a market we expect to grow significantly this year or even in the beginning of next year. Could you please repeat the second part of your question? Related to the P&L and the financial result, there are some movements related to Forex, adjustments to present value. So can you please explain some of those movements and how they could impact on the market? So they're Forex related. The total impact, which is the balance of hedge operations when compared to the effects we've had on the assets that are denominated in dollars, basically accounts receivable from exports. It's a technicality. The hedge is adjusted each period, and it's marked depending on each market because of the rolling at the BMF's operation. So these effects are distributed in some periods. So there's always a positive balance or sometimes a negative balance of the hedge operation. And sometimes they are positive in one period but negative in another one. But overall, our hedge operation throughout this period, throughout the whole hedge time, is approximately zero, as it should be. The adjustments to current values are determined by IFRS, and the revenue, all revenues of the company are acknowledged in the financial results, adjusted to present time. So the revenue you see on the first line was discounted to the current value. And the amount associated to this discount is only acknowledged as financial revenue when the company receives this amount. So that's the rule that is adopted according to IFRS standards that has been adopted by Grandin since 2008. Excuse me, so to ask questions, please push star 1. Our next question is from Mr. Pedro Batista, Now Securities. Again? I didn't know. I got to this meeting a little bit late, so I'm sorry if you have already talked about the topic I'm going to ask about. There was a recent operation that has been announced related to Melissa. Is that anything you can share with us? It's about the 150 stores. Is it just for Melissa, or does that involve all the brands as well? As to this operation, that's the jelly operation, and that's the material fact that we have disclosed recently. This is a franchise operation, so it does not involve any investment in the franchise system by Grandin, because it's the franchisee who invests in this business, and we do not have yet a schedule to open new stores. This is going to be part of the final agreement. But we expect the first studies indicate that we have a potential of 200 stores to be open in 5 years' time. So those figures are going to be analyzed in detail when we sign the final contract. As to the possibility of involving other brands, Grandini has positioned itself aiming to constantly analyze the evolution behavior of retail market and to make decisions as it seems fit in order to assure the presence of its products in its their availability to the end consumers. So, if in the studies we're about to conduct, we understand that this type of operation is required for other brands, we could do it, but this is not a decision we have taken. And we have some experiences, but it's just experiences at this point. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question is from Mr. Renato Trado, Fatur Corretora. Good morning. I have recently been able to connect myself. I'm sorry if my question is repetitive. I would like to better understand what happened as to the mix of sales to the foreign market. It was very strong increase in dollars. It was a significant increase. I would like to understand the expectations of the company related to this point. Thank you. Good morning, Renato. The change in the mix of sales for exports is based on a decision that we made a few years ago. We wanted to run away from products that are commodities. We've been trying to develop and export products that have higher value added to them. So this trend is likely to continue. We have increased the growth of Melissa brand, which is our top brand, as well as other brands that have value added, such as Ipanema and Haina. And we would like not to focus so much on commodity-like products. Our strategy is to compete with design, with fashion products, and involving other aspects, not so much with a focus that is not so much on price. But before we made this decision, we've had a shrinkage of our margins because of that. So this is why the dollar prices are likely to continue high. In this quarter, when you consider the price in reals, of course, we've had a contribution of the exchange rate that led to those results. But we expect, and we have seen that for several quarters, we expect the share in revenue to reduce. We were surprised that the share of exports has not decreased. It has decreased in volume. So the value added of the products has increased more than we expected, and although the total share in volume has reduced, in revenue as a whole, it has increased. And of course, we were helped by the exchange rate because this led to a positive result in exports. What we expect for the future is to maintain this strategy. Thank you.
Just to remind you, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. We are now closing our questions and answer session. I would like to turn it over to Mr. Francisco Schmidt for his final considerations. Please, Mr. Schmidt, you may start. In closing, I would like to say that the results of the second quarter of 2012 confirm our expectations and encourage us to improve even more our business model. Our capacity to continuously deliver profit with great regularity, the favorable cash status, and the good payout of dividends, which have been the most marking features of Grendene, encourage us to keep a prudent optimism with the prospects of growth in the domestic shoe market based on increase in income in the population, investments that we're expecting to make in the country over the next few years, and international sports events which will take place in Brazil in the near future, as well as on a widely demonstrated capacity a long time of the company to react to unfavorable scenarios. Internally, we are going to keep our focus on the strengthening of our brands, operational excellence, and on having closer relationships with sales channels and on gaining market share. Our investments in consolidating brands and our relationship on distribution channels and improvement in our manufacturing processes and product development will remain the main focus of the company's management in 2012. Once again, I thank you all very much for your renewal manifestation of your confidence in us. Grendene's conference call is now closed. We thank you all for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you very much for using Chorus Call.